Good morning, Gdvar. I apologize for the delay. I think we left off here in the Gon, in the end of Pasuk Chaf Gimel. The Gon explains that the three phrases here in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Tashuv l'tochachti, hinei abiyo lechem ruchi, odi advarei eschem, address the three different groups of people who neglect Talmud Torah because of their involvement in Taivas Olam Hazeh. They neglect Talmud Torah because the enjoyment that they've fostered in talking about Dvarim B'Talim instead, and those who have developed the sin of Rahman Atlan for Torah because of their failure to understand. And each of these three phrases addresses those three groups respectively. So maybe just picking up from again where it says Odia Dvarei Eschem in the Biur HaGra here. Odia Dvarei Eschem Hu Neged HaKata Shlishis Shehem HaKsilim Eshe Yisna'u HaTorah. Lahem Omer Odia Dvari Eschem Vitiru Misikusa Vitava Osa Vahin Gamkein Melmata Lamala, which I think means that just as the Gaon had commented at the end of Pasuk Chav Beis, that the three groups, if you take a look at the last five words in the Biur HaGra and Pasuk Chav Beis, Vahim Shlosha Dargin Malmata Lamala, I think it means that Shlomo HaMelech is depicting these three groups, Min HaKala LaChomor, that those who are busy with their Taivas in Olam Hazeh, so it's not so much that they've, you know, rejected Torah as much as, I mean, practically they have, but conceptually, philosophically, it's just that they've allowed themselves to become totally sidetracked and totally preoccupied. The middle group, are basically exchanging Torah for something else, Rahman al-Itzlan, and the third group actually have a sinner for Torah. So it's minakal elachomor, right? Milmata lamala, meaning in ascending order of severity. Assuming that's the correct reading in the Gaon, then something very telling emerges here, which is the third group also, how did they sort of arrive at in their position? So the Gaon had said at the beginning of Pasuk Chav Beis, "V'hagim u'machmas shetalmudom kasha alehem, v'rotzim shetehei ha'Torah bo'a me'atzmo alehem b'li torach, u'ksherom she'en ha'Torah bo'a liyodom ozvim osa." Which means that of the three groups, the one that's a little bit superficially, inadequately been exposed to Torah is the group that ends up with the worst attitude, with the Yisna Udas. And it highlights... It highlights the truth that sometimes an inadequate, inappropriate exposure is much more damaging than no exposure. So no exposure, so a person just hasn't been exposed to Torah. When the person has this, again, in this instance, it's his own fault. Sometimes in the world it happens and it's not the person's own fault. But in the Gaon's typology, it's his own fault. When the person has this inadequate, inappropriate and therefore inappropriate exposure. So that has an especially deleterious effect. Ve'elu ha'shlosha, back here to the Gaon at the end of Pasuk Chaf Gimel Avosai, ve'elu ha'shlosha him neged ha'shlosha dvarim she'omer l'mayla, shemitchila tzarech, I think these are the psukim that we had skipped at the beginning of the parak, shemitchila tzarech ha'odom l'kachas es atzmo l'musa, v'zehu l'kachas musa. So in order to offset these three possible deterrents to Talmud Torah, so to offset the allure of Taivas Olam Hazah, the involvement with Taivas Olam Hazah, Tzoruch Adam Lakachas Atzma L'Musa, V'zeu Lakachas Musa, V'achakaf Yitain Hashem Siyata D'Shmaya, V'zeu Lases Lefsoim, again, referencing the psukim earlier at the beginning of the parak, I'll expose you to the Ruach HaTorah. Hine abia hu siyata d'shmaya, odia dvari eschem hu lohavin. We'll have this... This will recur soon again, Be'ezus Hashem, in Pasuk Chaf Ches. Siyata D'Shmaya plays a special role. Siyata D'Shmaya is obviously crucial in everything in life, but it plays a special role in Talmud Torah. There's a special need for Siyata D'Shmaya in Talmud Torah. And that's what's reflected here in the Gaon of Hine Abia Hu Siyata D'Shmaya. Maybe a way to understand that, that's why we have the Rambam writes in the Yud Gimel Ikarim, where he's very sparing on details because he's giving us the Ikari Amuna. So in that context, the Rambam says when in the Ikar Shmini, I guess, of Torah Min HaShemayim, so the Rambam writes that a person has to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should as David Mashiach Elokei Yaakov did Gal Einai V'abitin Uflos Mitova Sacha. To understand Torah, the Rambam is talking especially about those parts of Torah which strike us as being cryptic, or again, one form of being cryptic is that they seem insignificant. Rachman Letzlan. So there's a special chiyuv to daven gal einai v'abitin uflos mitova sacha. That's why Nechunya ben Akana has a tefillah when he comes into the Beis Medrash. That's why Birkas HaTorah includes a bakosha v'harivna. A special chiyuv tefillah, that's because there's a special need for siyata d'shmaya. Why is that? So maybe the way to understand it is as follows. Other things we do in life, we're doing on a natural level. I don't know, a person tries to make a panosa. A person is trying to go from one point to the next. So those are natural endeavors, natural pursuits. When a person tries to understand Chokhmah Elokis, that's already metaphysical. So beyond the Siyata D'Shmaya that we need just to exist and function and succeed on the natural level, we need a additional, as it were, higher level, higher dose of Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to succeed on a supernatural, on a metaphysical level. That's what's reflected here. Okay, everyone, have a good, productive morning, everyone. Be well, be safe.